This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. South Korea and Japan say North Korea has launched another suspected ballistic missile test Tuesday, its second major weapons test this year. According to South Korea's defense ministry, the latest missile traveled about 700 kilometers at a maximum altitude of 60 kilometers. It said the missile was launched from the same northwest region as last week's test. Japan's Kyoto News Agency reported the missile landed in the sea outside Japan's exclusive economic zone with no damage reported. North Korea's last Thursday claimed last week's launch was a successful test of a newly developed hypersonic missile, although South Korea's government had said that claim is exaggerated. South Korea did say Tuesday's missile appears to have demonstrated improved capabilities compared to the one Pyongyang launched last week. The latest test came just hours after the United Nations Security Council held a closed-door meeting to discuss the North Korean launches. At the meeting, the United States and five other Security Council members condemned the tests, saying they pose a significant threat to the region's stability. The Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Research Center reports the U.S. has set a single-day daily record of nearly 1.5 million new COVID-19 infections Monday. The U.S., which leads the world in total number of COVID-19 infections and deaths, is poised to break another pandemic record as the number of U.S. residents hospitalized with COVID-19 approaches 142,315, a mark set last year on January 14th of last year. The recent wave of new infections driven by the Omicron variant has pushed healthcare systems across the U.S. past the breaking point, with hospitals already dealing with a critical shortage of doctors and nurses, either due to emotional exhaustion brought on by the two-year pandemic or because they've tested positive for COVID-19 themselves.